Thanks for tuning in to Organic Matters once again. I had mentioned in the previous part of this same show that I haven't been able to do a show in 2 or 3 weeks because of my voice. It's still not what I'd say pretty, but at least it's audible. So let's do this. But I'm going to do a show that I've talked about. I don't know if I've ever tied it together all in one package or not. But if you're buying meat, I want to tell you what the pros and cons, because people are so fooled by the false labeling on American meat, and we're the worst country on earth to do this. So I'd like to kind of give you a little guidance about that. Incidentally, all of this won't be positive. Some will be negative, but it's negative because there's a difference, and we all need to learn for our own goods the actual definitions, I guess, of what the government has decided we should call grading our food that we eat. So what's the difference between natural and organic, or free range versus grass-fed? Meat terminology is really confusing now. But health-conscious carnivores, and I'm one, who care about animal welfare need to understand the difference between labels when choosing meat. That's for your health and for theirs, incidentally. Armed with the right information, you not only can make the healthiest choices, but also be better equipped to choose meat that comes from animals raised, handled, and slaughtered, both healthy and humane. So there's everything you need to know about meat labels. Bear with me. Begin with the old adage, you are what you eat, is never more true than now. What our food that we eat is fed directly influences our health as well as the animals that we're consuming. If the meat we consume has been fed an unhealthy diet full of chemical additives, in many cases they are, it goes without saying that those chemicals in turn you end up eating and they transfer to you. Nothing's more obvious than that in bologna, salami, sausages. Prepared, processed food, folks, is basically not food anymore. I can't say I never eat it, because I do. But very rarely, and only in exceptions like places where somebody invites me to go. Maybe to have a hot dog or a commercial hamburger. But once in a while is not going to get you. What's getting us is that most of us are eating it every day, every week, every month, every year of our lives. And we're consuming, in some cases, dozens of chemicals every time you eat it or put that food in your mouth. So what's the solution? Well, for most people, the solution is simple. Organic meat. But what exactly are you getting when you choose organic meat these days? That's part of the problem. All meats labeled organic must meet certain USDA standards and must be verified by the USDA to be certified before they're allowed to put that label on them. Organic labels also suggest that the animal was fed organic feed and raised without the use of antibiotics, growth hormones, or synthetic chemicals and substances. Meanwhile, when it comes to slaughter, it must take place in a certified facility. Additionally, any synthetic processing agents, sulfites, nitrates, nitrites, are all prohibited in organic meat. If you want to pay the difference, folks, I think that it's definitely worth it for you and especially your children. Then I think about, well, what about the animals? Is organic production a much more humane way to raise them? Keep in mind that just because an animal has been raised organically, it doesn't mean they're living a lifestyle that's more humane than conventionally raised animals. That's confusing to me. For instance, according to the USDA, when meat is labeled organic, this is an indication that animals must have access to pasture and be allowed to participate in their own natural behaviors. In most cases, folks, that's just not happening. Now, my biggest pet peeve is the word natural. Get off of it. Unlike organically labeled meats, the word natural does not require any certification, so there's no governing body for all natural meat products. It means nothing, folks. It's actually a common myth that meat labeled as natural has not received growth hormones or antibiotics. They probably have. The fact is, each individual producer can decide if their animals will receive growth hormones or antibiotics or not. What the hell's the use of it? Natural means nothing. A natural label represents a meat product that contains no artificial ingredients or added color and is only minimally processed, or so it says. Minimal processing suggests that the product was processed in a manner that does not primarily alter the product that you're getting. And of course, the label must include a statement defining term natural, such as no artificial ingredients and minimally processed. Really means nothing. Keep in mind, with a natural designation, there's no restriction in the use of growth hormones, no restriction in the use of antibiotics or animal byproducts of any kind. Additionally, a natural product, now listen, natural, it's useless, does not consider anything about the animal's welfare either. But that said, there are some natural producers that do try to avoid using certain feed grown in chemistries or other antibiotics, but you have no way to know that just because their label's there. In other words, the word natural is absolutely useless if you're trying to find healthy food for you and your family. And here's a definition that has changed over the years that makes me unhappy. We're talking about either grass-fed versus grain-fed animals. Most cattle today are fed on grains. Yet the animals who once roamed free ate grass, as they always did throughout time. Cows weren't raised on corn, folks. All calves drink milk from their mothers and then go to feed on grass. Eventually, though, conventionally raised cows are moved from pastures to feedlots. There, cattle are fed grain diets, corn and other products, for the purpose of fattening them up quickly and for sale. Yet there's still no regulations on how that grain or that corn is being raised, what chemicals are being used, what antibiotics may be thrown into it, what antibacterials. We have no idea. On the other hand, grass-fed cattle spend their entire lives eating one thing, just grass, as nature has intended it for a million years. They're not fed any grain, so unlike grain-fed cattle, grass-fed cows take an extra 6 to 12 months to reach market weight. That's why they cost so much more, making them a healthier option for anybody that wants to eat them. Grass-fed beef is leaner and lower in calories than grain-fed beef due to less marbling. And generally, antibiotics and growth hormones are not a part of their diet of grass-fed cattle. And technically, they didn't used to be allowed to do it. That's one of the things they've loosened the laws on, the regulations on, which I am not happy with. And of some concern to me, when it comes to humane animal practices, grass-fed cows just lead a more natural life, moving around in open pastures. They have to. In addition, cows cannot digest grain. Did you realize that? So switching a cow to heavy corn and grain diet upsets their digestive system and increases the likelihood they'll develop heartburn, stomach ulcers, and liver abscesses. Plus, grain-fed cows are raised in an overcrowded feedlot. No access to pasture, exercise, or fresh air. Kind of an inhumane to raise any animal, as far as I'm concerned. Now let's move on to the definition of free range, which has changed so much that it's really an anomaly. Free range is one of the most misleading labels that I know of. That's thanks to the difference between free range, what it implies, and what is actually required to make that claim. For instance, labels on eggs and chicken products imply that the chickens ranged freely outdoors, but the claim does not have to be verified through any on-farm inspection. So producers can claim on a label that their product is free range as long as the animals were given some access to an outdoor area. Here's the queer part. No matter what the size is, you can have 10,000 chickens in a barn and have a 10 by 10 outdoor area, 100 square feet, and they're legally considered free-range chickens. That's bull crap, folks. For chickens, this outdoor area is so small that it's actually not big enough to accommodate even a few of the thousands of birds that may be being raised in that particular facility. So in fact, there's actually no requirements for the size or condition of an outdoor area for, quote, free range. That means just not just chickens, but cows and pigs, or whatever you want to call them. For that matter, there's no requirements for how accessible that outdoor area is actually is to the animals, or how often or how long each bird may have even an opportunity to go out to that free range area. Bottom line is, folks, free range does not mean the animal is freely ranging outdoors. It's just another reason to consider hopefully knowing somebody with animals you can deal with. But that law was broken down a decade ago. Free range did have a definition that was valuable 6 to 8 years ago. So in a nutshell, livestock of any kind that is prevented from moving naturally in overcrowded cages, pens, or stockyards of transport trucks or feedlots, only to be slaughtered later on, is first, it's cruel, number one. Number two, you're not getting healthy meat anymore. The meat our grandparents eat, you are not eating. Buy your meat, if you can, directly from a farm whose practices you trust. And I do that. I'll tell you about it at the end. Visit farmers markets or even the farm itself. A very good idea. If your local butcher or grocer is where you can buy you meat, then push them to do this. I have a great meat market right here in the town I live in, but I find out they bring meat from all, they're not a meat market. They just buy their meat from wherever. They're not in anything to help the local farmer. Certainly not doing anything to verify that they're selling me a better piece of meat than anybody else. And incidentally, because they're a quote-unquote butcher shop, they cost more money. But it may be graded higher, but that doesn't mean it's better for you. And do read your labels, folks, even if you're going to buy locally. Choose meats that are listed. They have to technically do this legally as antibiotic and hormone-free with animals, and there are animals registered to be 100% vegan or vegetarian diet that does help prevent them from getting all the antibiotics and things they would get otherwise. The meat you consume should not have been fed by animal byproducts. In the case of chickens and things, that would be fine, except the byproducts they use are also contaminated. Most of all, demand that your grocer or your butcher supplies meat that's, here's the two things you look for, SPCA certified or certified humane. Either of those means that at least they've been tested and somebody has shown up to see that the situation that they're in is safe, humane, and healthy. If there is a certified humane label on the meat, chicken, pork, eggs, even pet food and dairy products, that means the food comes from farms that had humane treatment of the animals, has at least been tested to be implemented, and they're less likely, although not impossible, that they use less chemistries and less antibiotics and things. So don't be fooled by labels that say one thing but means something else altogether. There are other more ethical choices available. Just put your dollar where your ethics and your mouth are, and change will happen. The market will change if people are willing to ask for it. But I go to shopping with people that have a lot more money than me, won't get into the details here, and I see them buy the absolute cheapest junk in the market, the cheapest bologna, the cheapest salami, the cheapest, all processed meats that if I were, they'd turn to me and say, would you get this? I won't even eat it, folks, much less take it to my house and keep it to eat over, you know, the whole month. It's just a ridiculous idea. Spend a little more to get a little less, but what you get that's less is a hell of a lot better for you, a lot safer to eat, and contributes to a better value, because if we all do it, they'll make that market come that direction. That's how free markets work. Jay Swipe.